I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jeremy.
And since we're both graduated, I figure it's time that we start talking about more educated topics and be more mature in courses we take in the show. What do you think?
What? I just wrote a PSA about the virtues of dumpster diving. We're not going to put that in?
Jeremy. Of course we're still going to put that in.
Solomon Hutch.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're so old.
It's here. It's here. We're here. I don't know what's here, but it is.
Well,
hey everyone, welcome to Solomon Hutch Show on Blog Talk Radio. No YouTube for today because
today, we're sans our usual MC Derek.
MC Papa D.
Sure.
Papa D. Is not here.
You can ask him about that later.
We can ask him about that nickname later. But we are, we're back from a couple weeks off because we were doing very important things.
Like finishing high school.
We're graduated!
Solomon Hutch are officially high school graduates.
And we totally rocked the valedictorian salutatorian speech.
It's a lot of fun.
Around 5,000 views we have accrued.
Crazy.
On our song, if you want to check that out.
I didn't actually know that. That's really cool.
That is
had no idea that was a thing. That was real.
That's real. That is on our Facebook, our website. Might even play it a little bit later. But, we're here. And Kale is here. Kale?
Yes.
Hola.
Is in the
Speak loud and proud.
Hi.
Because Kale is here today because there's no reason not to.
There's
Kale's
no reason.
Bright,
it's
shining
summer.
Presence.
It's summer. We're out of school. Kale, you guys are out of school too. Well, you're out of school anyway because it's Saturday. But
well, yes. The school year
Saturday.
Is over for everybody, not just
school
seniors
year
now.
Is over for everybody. So we figured, what the hey? We would have everybody in. So.
What the hail? Put some kale on
what,
the show.
What the hail? Put some kale.
All up on the show.
All up on the show. Don't forget to check us out on our Twitter, Facebook, website, all the places you could find Saul and Hutch. What's up, you guys? You guys got here with about 2 minutes to spare.
Yes. Being super busy at Kale's house playing video games.
That is incredibly busy. We got the gala going on tonight. The gala? The gala?
Picket Wire Gala.
Picket Wire Gala.
Gala.
That is where Papa D is at. Still don't know if that's okay to say.
It's going on the air.
We're going to say it anyway.
Can't take it back later.
Can't take it back. There's only
Stop saying it when he tells us
there's
to.
There's only a 5-second delay on this, and that's his punishment for not being here. We can call him whatever we want to call him. But yeah, is that where your mama is? Did your mama go to that, Kale?
My mother is in an appointment.
She has to do work.
Ah.
You know what I don't have to do?
Work.
Until I get a job.
Until I have to do.
You have a house you need to do things at.
Yeah, it's true.
Until I have to do job. Well, graduation went spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't rain at our graduation. We did it outside. It was only. What are you doing?
I'm just flailing around. I'm stretching my limbs.
I'm so excited to be
back. You gotta touch the microphone.
No one knows it, but Jeremy has to reach just tremendously for the mic, just like a giraffe. But yeah, graduation. Went
swimmingly. The weather held out. The wind was really bad. It wasn't really bad. It was just to the point that, like, since we had kites on the top of our heads.
That's true.
You know, in those graduation caps. Bad. So if you go watch the video of our speech, I forgot my hat because it was just going to fly off.
And what did I say? You know the NHS...
The stoles.
The stoles that you get. Well, the wind was at our back, so it kept looking like a little ghost was popping out and like slapping you in the ear.
But
other than that.
Whoa, mind meld. We were about to say the same thing.
I have mind control. You have brain control because the brain tells the mind what to do. If you can tell me what movie that's from, I will give you a Hutch nickel.
Not even worth the Google.
Not even
worth the cost of my mobile data to Google it.
But Graduation went great. The party went great.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Despite tornado warnings and circling clouds, the pasta was excellent.
Oh, man, so good. Well, now graduation is, like, over, so we're left with that question. What are you going to do with your life?
Bring in
whatever I want. So, generally speaking, I think that's what we're going to talk about today. What's next?
I'm inadvertently saying everything that you're saying. What? I don't mean to.
What's on the horizon and why? And Kale's here.
I was about to say, Kale, let's start with you.
As someone who's going to be a junior next year.
Sophomore, going to be a junior. You're a junior now, pretty much.
Go ahead and make a whole 50-year plan for your life right
now. What's it looking like for you, Kale?
College.
College. What are you
gonna study in Coolidge?
What do you think you're gonna work towards? Let's talk about this next year. What do you think this next year is gonna look
That's
like?
That's a start. What about this next year?
A lot of college and a lot of high school.
A lot of college and a lot of high school.
Since a concurrent credit at the high school is being chopped down, Kale is going to be taking some classes at the actual Otero Junior College.
Woo-woo. Shout out, a salute to you, OJC.
For being a school that we can go to.
For being a school that you can go to. I hope everybody on Blog Talk heard that salute. Can you hear?
I heard it really loud.
The noise of a salute is just sadness.
It doesn't make a lot of noise.
So you're going to be going to OJC for a little bit. And obviously you're going to miss the senior class so much.
So much.
That's just what's going to happen.
You look so genuine.
I love it.
I'm
going to miss Jeremy the least.
I hate him.
He said as her voice wavered.
I hate him.
Yay.
So much.
No.
Pleasant. No.
But, and what do you think you're going to be working towards, Kale?
Forensics, knowledgeable, and something else. AP art.
AP
oh,
art.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, speaking of AP, we're done with all of our AP. Like, it's just, like, it's hitting me now because it's been a week since we've gotten out of, like,
schoolio.
It's been a week of just like, okay, summer. This is you know, no stresses or whatever.
Right.
But it's sinking in now that it's like, I don't have to do
all the time. Things. I'm spending just laying around is not time. I'm thinking, like, I should be reading a book.
it's not guilty time. You know that guilty like resting time.
That's like all the time.
That's all
of my time.
That guilty time when you're like, I could be like improving the world. No. Forget that.
I'm gonna lay down.
Kale, you're gonna be your captain of the forensics team, going
to
be doing all that.
Gonna be
year.
Captaining
senior year
as
that's,
well as Knowledge Bowl, I guess.
That's gonna be
some folk. Dylan, you and Ben sort of making a trifecta.
That's
going to
be
in charge.
So very cool. Jeremy, going to be going to DU.
In a couple months.
With all that. Do you have your orientation set up?
Vaguely.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Just show up.
There's a lot of stuff I still need to iron out with the actual school. But hey, whatever. I have longer than most people. I start in September.
Do you really? What's...
Because they run on a quarter system.
Ah, like
that also
means
September? Early September, yeah. Well, like the 12th.
Jeez, that's really late.
So like,
does that mean you get out a lot later than everyone else?
There's a winter and a summer break that are pretty hefty. You know what the dang old like winter break is?
What?
It's the day before Thanksgiving up until New Year's.
That's pretty awesome.
That's I'm excited awesome. For all the time at DU that I get to not
think,
do anything in between those bouts of giant amounts of doing everything.
I think it's funny how there's all the you don't know when your orientation
nope,
is, but you
but
do
I,
know that.
I know the exact dates of winter break.
That is something
that's all that
I do know. So you're going up septembre. And what were we talking about with you haven't gotten your room yet, have you?
No.
You haven't gotten your room yet?
I filled out a short little profile for like the roommate search thing.
Yeah.
And I haven't checked back on it. Some sweet people
all.
Maybe like knocking at my door and I'm missing them.
At one point, I think I was going to be roomed with some Nigerian dude. And I was like, you know what? Why not? And then
adventure.
And then literally a second before I clicked, like, fine, whatever. Let's do it. It was like, oh, just kidding. Every room in this dorm that you want to go to is full. You can't, stay here. Ah, nuts. So then I had to, you know, go all the way across campus. But that's
where you, where are you staying now?
Snyder.
Snyder?
Shout outs to all the people at Central Campus. Snyder at University of Northern Colorado. That's where I will be staying. Yeah, my orientation is the sound of the wind.
Oh,
that's
good.
July.
Good.
July, middle of July. That's my thinking sound. What's your thinking sound, Kale?
That is literally. I was gonna make that sound if Kale wouldn't.
The what does that make when I'm thinking?
I did it to be funny, but that is what I do.
It's also your thinking sound.
Is okay. That's what we're gonna be doing. I wanted to do a quick little thing before we get to our other game that I told you about.
Oh, yes.
We're
going to play around today. We don't have anything pre-recorded because I'm not feeling too good. So I was like, let's just record an opening.
And then let's play around a little bit because we're so very glad to be back. I was disappointed that we didn't do the actual PSA about dumpster diving.
We can leave that for the future.
We gave them that bait, and they're like, oh, we're going to get that in the show, and that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. All the fervent listeners saying,
oh, please,
dumpster diving PSA.
Tell me why it's okay for me to dumpster dive. Sol and Hutch fans, you know what we're about. But I wanted to get to something I thought about probably about 6 seconds before you walked in the door.
Sweet.
And that is the five things... You expect
five things. We're all lifting five fingers and no one can see it.
Yeah. No one can see it. Well, we're used to the camera on. I would have gone to the camera.
Five.
But it's just you. Can you hear our five? In the air?
There's the five.
The five things, actually be 15 things because
oh,
three
geez.
Of us.
Well,
math. I went to a
math.
I went to trig class for that to count to five. Five things we expect of ourselves during the summer.
Of ourselves.
Of ourselves.
Not of the world.
No. The five things we expect of ourselves. Jeez.
Keep whacking the dang microphone.
Man, amateur.
Too hyped up.
The hype is too real.
Too
five,
real.
Five things that we expect of ourselves during the summer. Summer.
Summer.
During the sombrero time of year. Number one, for me, I will watch at least... three TV series.
A whole TV series.
Maybe not the whole thing, but like jump back and forth. Watch a hefty chunk. That's a great Sol and Hutch measurement.
One
it,
hefty
it goes
chunk.
From like step to like the biggest one is a hefty
a
chunk.
A hefty chunk.
One, that was my first one. I will watch portions of at least three TV series on Netflix.
Brand new ones or old ones?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
All I need to do is watch... one more TV series. I'm already there.
Congratulations.
I watched up until the third season of Heroes, and then after that, I was like, this is not good.
Oh, good. You stopped at the third season?
At the second episode of the third season.
Good, because it's awful. So bad after that.
Sorry, people who made Heroes. I hope the reboot is better. Jeremy, what do you expect from yourself?
I'm going to say conservatively... put in 300 hours in Steam over this summer.
Hours.
I'm not gonna lie to anybody or myself.
If you want to find me, you know where I'm.
Yeah,
gonna
I
be.
Think between 250 and 300 hours of just like stuff I'm doing on Steam this whole summer. I mean, what else am I gonna do?
I mean,
get a job.
The one last hurrah is just joking around on Steam. I'll come up because I gotta leave August 20th. Something like that. That's when I either start when I have to leave. And I'll come up and be like, see you, Jeremy. See you. Bye. Bye. I'm playing Steam.
Busy.
Bye. If you want to talk to me, get on Steam and talk to me on Steam. Kale, what do you expect?
I expect...
from yourself.
To be outside.
To be outside?
A lot.
Congruent with my expectations of me.
I thought you were going to say to be outside very little. To be outside a lot. Why? Where are you going to be outside? Where are you going to be? It, literally, if you step outside, you will be outside. It's not an answer of where. What are you going to be doing outside?
Sometimes I go on like an outside kick, and I'm like, I'm going to get
an outside kick.
I'm going to start a garden.
An outside mogul.
And I did that one time.
Treat yourself to being outside.
Treat yourself. During the second semester, and I started a garden, and I have not checked up on it since. Because it was raining a lot, so I just figured, might as well not.
Garden
might
time. As well
not. Number two for me, I would say I will go on a kick of reading things.
Reading things?
Reading.
Like nutrition
like
labels?
Yeah, no, reading, reading books. Reading more than I usually do. I will
good.
Read a couple
love
more
reading.
Books. I think I
dude,
go
I got a I got a book.
Book.
Ah.
Kick.
I have a number of good books for you actually.
Okay.
I needed a lot of self-help. Book. No. A lot of books about psychology that are also like half psychology, half sort of self-help-ish.
Ooh.
Like you know the whole statistic that like it takes 10,000 hours to master something.
Yeah.
There's a whole book called Mastery that's entirely about that sort of concept. It's a really good book.
That's cool.
A lot of good books. If anybody's listening, I would recommend books such as The Drunkard's Walk.
It's a
book about probability.
Solomon Hutch endorses it.
Book about probability. Really,
anything
really
with
fun.
Anything with the word drunk in it, we endorse.
Yeah.
Because it's silly.
It's so silly.
Kale, or actually Jeremy.
Me, the second
order.
Thing I
number
expect
two.
Of myself, this Sumer, is to quit my vacation from running.
Quit my vacation. Go on.
Because after
lunch.
My half marathon in November, I pretty much said, I'm going to not run for a long time.
I ran enough.
So I've taken very, very few and far between exercising runs.
After a half
ever
marathon,
since November.
After a half marathon, it's just
yeah. So
I did that for a couple months.
Yeah, I'm gonna get back in the swing of running and stuff, which is going to coalesce well with Kale's ideas.
That's spectacular, Kale. Number two.
I will follow up with a very similar idea that I'm going to get back my mild muscles that I got during cross
country. Mild muscles.
That mild muscle life.
It's like pace salsa. It's mild.
Not like swole, like big swole, but like swole like you got a mosquito bite.
Like
that
bite.
Sort of swole.
Look at that muscle.
Right there. Get those. I can help you with that, actually, Kale.
But how?
Hutch training is going on in, I don't know, we'll think of a better name for it. It's going on in the La Junta, Arkansas Valley area. Consult me about that. But well, anyway, number three for me actually coincides with that a lot. I think I will do at least the entire summer. Ooh, I don't know. How many? That's like a week. A lot of pull-ups during one workout. I will do at least 1,000 pull-ups.
This summer?
This summer I will do at least 1,000 pull-ups.
That seems low to me.
I will count. It might be low. I might be
for the number
shooting
of,
at the
maybe,
toads.
Maybe I don't. Shooting at the toads?
That is something I made up.
Maybe I don't remember how long a summer is. I don't know. 1,000 seems good. Go ahead.
I will count.
Go for it.
Wish me luck, Jeremy.
Yeah. The third number thing three. That I expect of myself this summer is I'm going to be making and prototyping a video game.
Woo!
I'm going to set around 5 weeks to make myself a little snazzy prototype, you know.
I
go from pre-production
it.
All the way to you can play a thing.
I dig it.
Just for practice.
So I've
been brushing up on my
completely
C-sharp computer code. Been brushing up on my Unity game engine. Been brushing up on my really bad art. Been brushing up on my feeling inadequate because making game is so hard.
Been brushing up
so much on that.
On sorrow.
So
and
much.
Despair.
I'm the best at that out of all of them.
I believe in you, Jeremy. Kale, number three.
Myself and Mr. Miller, the art teacher, expect a lot of drawings from me.
So you
oh,
will
yes.
Be, during the summer, so you will be
yep.
drawing quite a bit.
Yeah, for AP, you have to have at least half a sketchbook filled, and you have to write about an artist that is sort of like you and like what you would like to do in AP.
Mm.
You have to visit the Denver Art Museum and write an article about that. and then you have to find an art magazine and find an article that also relates to you.
So a lot
you
of
have to draw
things.
A lot.
A lot of drawing. Mad props to anybody who can draw. Man, that's I draw with my mind. The art talks to me in my mind, and it says, don't draw us on paper. You'll look really bad. Number four for me. I wish I would have thought this far. Number four, I say, of what I expect from myself, I think I will talk about college less and less as the closer I get to going to college, I will talk about it less.
Is that the silence of fear?
The silence of the unknown. I think I expect that for myself. I think one day I'll be like, oh yeah, I have to leave today. And that's what I'll
And you'll leave silently.
I won't tell anybody.
Having packed your bags 2 weeks before.
I won't tell
hop
anybody.
On the bus.
A fistful of diamonds and a one-way ticket out of here, as my subconscious told me to say. That's what I would do. Number four for you, Jeremy.
My number four, I had it in my head. It was, I'm going to be doing something that involves work and also involves employment of some kind.
Of some kind.
I have something cool about it to tell you, but probably not on the air.
Probably not
but
on the air.
Something.
It's a secret. He doesn't want you guys to
know. Yes, but something that involves gainful employment this summer is my hope.
Me too. Kale?
All right. My fourth thing that I expect from myself is to look cool.
Is to look cool.
You already got it.
Cool, and everybody
you already
knows
did
that
it.
I look cool.
You just bought a bunch of clothes.
I did.
So maybe your plan for the summer is to wear them all.
At one
time.
Like
it's going to have to be a pretty cold day.
This
summer, to wear all the clothes.
In Colorado.
I'm also contemplating dyeing my hair, because why not?
You're just
going
to say
why
dying.
Not?
I was
yeah.
like, Kale, this guy really
contemplating dying? What? What?
Got really serious
what?
Really fast.
What?
Dying your hair.
I do a lot of cool things, and I want to look cool, and I want to walk around town. People will be like, who's that idiot with the bright red hair? And I'll say... I'm
red.
Sorry, it was a mistake. I didn't know it was this color.
If you...
Yay.
Yay.
You shaved your head once. We can do it again.
I shaved my head twice.
Bright red is the way to go. That's the...
What about a bright green? You think I look good in a nice neon green?
No. Probably.
No? Kale doesn't support my dreams. Jacob?
I think that if you wear green, I won't talk to you ever.
Okay.
If you just wear green.
Now I know where my friends stand.
They're far away because they're not standing next to you right now.
Not next to you with green hair.
Not next to you with green hair. All right. Number five for me. I will go to Village Inn a gross amount of time.
Too much Village Inn.
A hefty chunk.
Speaking of which.
Of Village Inn.
I don't know. Remind me to ask you about something involving Village Inn after the show. Because
oh
it has
God.
No bearing on what we're talking about right now.
A lot of
so
secrets.
Don't need to talk about it. Jeremy has secrets.
Jeremy has
man.
Secrets that he can't let you know.
But I have two things to talk to you about after the show that are pretty cool.
Got him.
Got him.
A hefty chunk of my time will be spent at Village Inn with you guys and or other people.
His other group
my
of
other,
friends.
My other group of friends.
Jacob has
real,
a secret
real
other
quick,
group of friends that he doesn't tell
there's
us about.
There's thing that's happened, and everyone thinks that I have this group of friends, and then there's a secret group of friends that no one knows about except for me that I hang out with.
Because whenever we're hanging out and Jacob can't make it, it's like, how
where's
come he
Jacob?
Can't make
and I'll
it?
Be like, and I'll be like, I just don't worry about it. Like, where were you? And apparently I was with my other group
of
friends.
He was with his other friends.
No one will know except for them.
My lips are sealed.
I'll tell you guys after the show, because that's something that we do now.
So many secrets on this episode of Solomon Hutch.
Jeremy, number five.
This summer, I am going to keep up with everyone.
Ooh.
I expect of myself as more of a, like, Jacob's making a weird face at me. Rather than, like, saying I expect it to happen, I expect it of myself to keep up with all the folk that I want to be keeping up with.
I dig it too.
Probably, expand my usage of Facebook
as much as that hurts
but,
you.
Yeah. No. But I'll keep it no. I'll keep it on the DL a little bit. DL. I'm not going to let my Facebook account inflate. Like that's my
okay.
goal at least.
That's okay.
Gonna plan on keeping in touch with everybody now that we're graduated.
I dig it, homie. All right, Kale, number 5.
That sort of falls in line with my 5th one, which was spend time with people.
Me?
For
with me? No! Me. Spend time with
for specific reasons. Like, I'm going to go on a lot of dates with Jeremy.
Like, there's a reason why I'm hanging out with you. We're going to go do something.
Because he's going to college.
I'm going. I'm leaving.
Going to be far away. Going to leave.
Kind of. Not as far away as freaking Jacob.
Yeah. Honestly,
I'm
going to
be the closest out of any of us.
Yeah. Which is strange, because, like, you wanted to go the farthest
yes,
away.
I was either going to be the closest or the farthest, either like Pennsylvania or California,
yeah.
or Denver, which is slightly closer than Greeley.
Yep.
Maybe work out with Hutch.
Yes, and that's something else that we have to we're going to talk about
after the show.
Actually, we can talk about it right now.
Let's just talk about it all.
Because before we go on commercial, the last thing I wanted to do was, what is the all the things that you expect of yourself that you're going to do, what are you looking forward to the most this summer? I will start. I say I am looking forward to trying to expand my training business. I started doing it last year because I'm a fitness guy. I like fitness. And
gross.
So I wanted to grow.
One of my things was to work out.
To run more. I wanted to do kind of a little business there, training people, doing some in-home training. And so I'm excited about that. That taking off. Kale might be somebody that whip into shape, get some mild muscles, mild manner,
mosquito swollen,
mild mannered mosquito muscles.
I think maybe Hutch the mild mannered muscle man.
I dig it.
I think on your advertisements it should be Jacob the
mild
mannered
muscle
man.
Will make you much.
More different than you are now.
You are now. Jeremy, what are you looking forward to?
I would like to say keeping in touch with everybody and hanging out in the big group and everything. But honestly, I'm jazzed about setting aside a couple weeks for making a game by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just like getting something out there.
Because probably
in the second part of the show, we'll be talking about what we're actually doing. Like, I think it'd be cool to talk about long term. What are we aspiring towards?
Yes.
The first step towards my long term goal is to make a game on my own.
And that's what I'm doing too. All right, Kale. What are you looking forward to the most?
Mine would be spending time with Jeremy.
Yes.
No.
That's what I should have said.
No.
Spending time with
Kale. I take mine back to be spending time with Kale.
Yeah. Spending time, yeah, yours was spending time with myself.
And his computer.
And my computer.
Yes, spending because all the other ones, like, there is an aspect of them that I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it, but spending time
but
with
I don't
Jeremy.
Want to.
Yes, like,
spending time with Jeremy is like 100%. Is 100% I don't want to do that.
So it's special that way.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes, it is. All right, we're going to go on a quick break. When we come back, be playing a little game, talking about long-term
aspirations plans.
And plans for the future. Stick with us on the other side of the break. Salon Hutch Show, Blog Talk Radio.
The mist from the morning dew. And the sun peeks out over the horizon. A new day has dawned and a new chance presents itself. A chance to once again do battle. The lush green grass of the Midwest farmland lies in wait. Guarded by the beaches filled with the sands of time after time after time. You unsheath your weapon of choice and lash out at the enemy before you, and for hours you navigate the landmines, cursing and praising in the same breath. But in the end, whether in victory or defeat, you vow to wake in the morning and do it all over again. Just 4 miles north of Marion, Indiana, lies a battlefield. A battlefield not just of bunkers and waters, but a battlefield of the mind. A battlefield where people come to discover the best in themselves, where courage is tested as each round of the enemy is faced. Arbor Trace Golf Course. Come play a round. Because in golf, the more you play, the luckier you get.
Graduation day is almost here. You've worked so hard, and now it's all paying off. Everyone will be telling you how proud they are. Give them one more thing to be proud of. Celebrate graduation safe and sober. Don't let drugs and alcohol threaten what you've worked so hard to achieve. This message is brought to you by Southeast Health Group, your local resource for drug and alcohol treatment. Call 1-800-511-5446 for more information about a safe and sober graduation.
Lord of mercy, here she comes, behind the wheel of a pickup truck.
When Knuckle Energy approached country musician Colt Ford to produce an energy drink, they knew immediately it had to be as real and authentic as Colt himself. Knuckle Energy's Southern-style sweet tea is created using a traditional sweet tea recipe that has been passed down in Georgia from generation to generation. Using a Southern tea blend as the basis, as did the Ford family and many others, what Knuckle Energy has created is a product that has a fresh, light lemon zest with an energy supplement. To make this product as authentic as possible, Knuckle Energy has crafted a product that is 100% American-made, just like Colt Ford. So at the end of the day, if you find yourself lacking that energy that you need, don't knuckle under.
Chicken and biscuit.
Knuckle up. Knuckle Energy drink. Find it at a come-and-go convenience store near you.
Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled. And that has made all the difference. The Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries. Derek and George Live. Becoming Christ-like. Solo and Hutch. All stops on the road of enlightenment, the road of discovery. Join us each Thursday and Friday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time and Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Time as we invite you to join us on a journey on the road less traveled. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Solomon Hutt Show,
Blog Talk Radio. Hold up, I gotta turn the app off.
Oh. Turn
bye.
Off an amplifier.
Say bye.
There we go.
Bye to Jacob. Now he's back.
Yes. Jacob has returned to us.
He's
fiddling with his headphones.
Sorry.
So,
I have small ears.
Now that we're on this side of the break, we talked about, you know, what's next for us during the summer. But another interesting thing to be talking about is what is next for us in general? What is on the horizon?
Gonna have dinner.
Gonna have dinner.
We're gonna have like literally.
Even farther in the future than the whole summer is just tonight.
It's just tonight. Really, I will go. I have, you know, doing my fitness stuff. I would like to be some type of trainer, personal trainer, a trainer for a sports team. That's kind of stuff that you want to do. But I'm just thinking about, you know, stuff that you want to go and explore. You know.
Mm-hmm.
At UNC, and I'm sure at most colleges, they have, it's called Outdoor Pursuits, and you pay some money when you start, and you go, and they're like, okay, you paid this money, you have access to these trips, and you go up into the mountains, and you go on zip line, and rafting, and all these things.
That's sweet.
You pursue things outdoors. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Also excited for, there's a thing at UNC where the exercise program students, they go and some of them can go and help with Rocky Mountain.
Nothing.
Just because no one can see you this episode doesn't mean you can get away with things like that. But yeah, you, some of those students go up and they help with Rocky Mountain Cancer research with their exercise knowledge of treatments and things like that. So that's pretty cool. I would like to get into that. I think if personal training kind of doesn't fit with what I'm looking for, I would like to do that.
Interesting. So a question to be asked that I'm sure you've asked yourself but you've never said on the show is, why are you going to college for that?
It's a good question.
Because I ask that because it's a very interesting question for my thing.
That's true, because for your thing, you technically don't really have to go to college for that.
We'll get there.
Very, very true. Why am I going to college for this specific thing? It's honestly for the credential to say, you know, I have this degree that says I can work hard, and I have worked hard enough to have this piece of paper, and I will work hard for you. You should hire me because I know a couple of things about
bachelor's
the anatomy.
And working hard.
Bachelor's and working hard, man.
That's what I'm saying. My first major job interview, just your education. Bachelor's and working hard.
Got a master's in loving what I do.
I would start with that. I'd be like, man, this guy is too much.
Yeah, and then be like,
it's like, dude, this is McDonald's.
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know. I'll come in a tuxedo to show that I'm serious.
I'm a doctor of work ethic.
Doctor of work ethic. Seriously, where'd you go to school?
I made my own school. Made my own school. The lumberyard.
The lumberyard.
Doing work.
Son. But I seriously would say that I went to college to get this degree that says if I want to work at a hospital, if I want to work with other people, if I want to work with a company that you know, hires personal trainers at a gym or someplace, something like that, it says this guy, you know, is not just a bum off the street. He learned a couple of things.
One or two?
Learned a couple of things, and he can be trusted with other people.
Interesting.
That's what I would say.
I see University of Northern Colorado sent you a flag.
Dad stole that from my room.
And put it in the studio.
Come on, Papa D.
Oh my God.
It's pretty cool. It's
back.
Pretty
you
cool, though. DU, to curry favor, University of Denver, they sent me a scarf.
Makes me laugh.
It's a pretty legit cool scarf, but I was not expecting a scarf when I opened that package. I was expecting a flag or a shirt.
Like a flag or shirt or hat, whatever.
That scarf is pretty gnarly. I love it.
You're going to have to get versed with the DU lingo, and gnarly is definitely
I'm sure it
something.
Is. I think it's like a promise for like the winter months, because up in Denver it can get cold
it
during the winter.
Cold, yeah.
And they have like every sort of sports team. Like there's literally not a competitive sport that DU doesn't have a team for.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's like a promise, like when it gets cold, wear your scarf,
wear your scarf.
Something like that. But an interesting thing with my sort of future rollout plan is that I'm going to University of Denver to learn game design and development, which is very interesting because that's a fairly new thing in the history of the world.
Of the world, yeah.
Even though...
Like the most new thing.
Yes, even though playing things is basically the oldest thing in the world,
yeah.
A legit study of it is one of the newest. And that means that a lot of the people working in that industry today did not go to school for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no like pressure to go to college to do it.
And it's not just... a lot of it is emphasis on video games, but it's not just video games.
Yeah, the principles of games are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Though if you want to work in computer game development, you got to spend a lot of your college time, like I will be doing, on just computer science classes,
mm-hmm.
figuring out how to actually use computes and stuff. I'm making Kale make a weird
just
face.
Just because no one can see you. Just because there's only one other person that can see us doesn't mean you can get away with things like that.
But yeah, that's
picked a poor day to not do YouTube.
Yes, I think I've had to ask myself why I'm going to college for that, and I think there's a couple reasons. One of them is that you learn like a lot. Like it's an interestingly deep subject to learn about. Because good game design covers everything from like world religions to myth to psychology.
It's
you know,
overarching.
Yes, it's the designing of experiences. So you got to know a lot about human experience.
Yep.
There's a lot to learn. So I guess that's part of why I'm doing it, to get to actually know as much as I can about it. The other thing is that developing a game on your own budget these days is extremely expensive.
It's really hard. But you can't just go out and be like, I'm going to make the next bestseller.
Right. With nothing. Yes. If you can self-fund your game, you probably have $1 million just piggy bank lying around to fund yourself while you make it for a year, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas in college, where you're already given all these resources and you also have a safe place to live and eat, it's a lot easier to actually develop a game. So those are a couple years where I could be on the side cooking up, as I'm learning game design, cooking up my own computer games for the future when I try and go to a studio. And then you send off your game as a like a portfolio, as though you were an artist, you know.
Say, I
made this, you know, so hire me. So in the end, I think it's going to be pretty good idea for me.
Plus, college is just fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to skip it. Where would I go? I'd have to live at home or something. I don't know.
You learn about life in general.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
want to miss it. So it seems that Jacob and I have a pretty clear idea of like our path, our future.
What we want to
do. That means we're going to talk about me.
And I know for a fact from talking with Kale.
Towards Kale.
Kale, your future is still being ironed out. It's still exciting and fresh, and you get to figure it out. So what are you thinking of right now?
Going to dinner with Jeremy.
What are your sort of long-term goals? What are you thinking in terms of careers? I know we've talked about this, but we haven't said it on the air, because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the mind of Kale Dubois.
They were telling secrets off air.
Yeah, off air, after the show.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but we only exist when we're on the air. We just wait here for
a week. We just poof.
Kind of like a reflection.
And so now things are getting crazy because life's happening off air. But yeah, Kale, what are you thinking about for your future? About what you like to do, what you want to do, what you need to do, what you have to do, or maybe none of it?
I don't want
to
think about the last.
Not what you have to do.
Ideally, I would have a job where I work in sort of a cubicle, but more of like an open sort of space where all of my coworkers are.
Mm-hmm.
And we can collaborate a lot, and we can do a lot of independent work, and we can also go outside because our work would have to do with the outside.
You could,
but I don't think that job exists.
But
well, the first half I was like, go be a game developer. That's every studio.
That's everything.
Independent plus collaboration. So, except they never see the light of day.
So what would be the goal that you wanted to achieve with whatever you did?
I want to learn, and I want to teach, and I want to be in a good environment.
To learn and teach and be in a good environment.
I've heard you talk about a lot of different careers. What are your top five. Of like
we're
careers that you'd be like, that'd be cool.
It's all about countdowns.
Because
we like our top five.
Because,
top
I mean,
tens.
Basically, I know Kale is a freaking smarty pants, which means you get to do anything you want, basically. Just like me and Jacob are like, I want to go do this. So, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to be doing in 10 years? Probably what we said today. I'm going to be honest.
That.
So,
probably
you get
that.
To choose. So, what are you thinking?
Okay.
Okay. Story time. Story time.
Kale's face lights up in the promise of the future.
History teacher.
History teacher. That one or five?
First of five
first
in no particular
five.
Order.
No particular order.
Wrapped into one, paleontologist, archaeologist, and
wanted to be
anthropologist.
I wanted to be that a while ago.
Basically, dig up anything and
dig
learn
up
anything from it.
Dig up things.
Go to Norway and specialize in runes and old Scandinavian
Norse
things.
Stuff.
Because Norway's the jam.
It's like rich Finland.
Norway is rich.
Really rich.
Norway is
it
the Eagleton of
yes
of. That area of the world.
And then there was yep. Smacking your hand, thinking.
The sound of
thinking.
The loop right there.
Any sort of teacher.
Any other sort of teacher. Is separate from
any other sort of teacher.
Sort
it's
of
a
teacher.
Separate thing. I got you.
Recently, I have been very inspired by Mr. Ludwig to go into a field that specializes in biology.
Mm.
Stuff like that. Because I really like biology, but I don't like up close and personal things, so I'm probably not going to do well in an
essay. So an overarching thing is, for you it seems, is to learn about life.
Yes.
Learn about how life works, how it worked, and to show how it worked.
Yes. If I could make a prediction down the road, I see Kale getting a liberal arts degree, either a degree or a minor in liberal arts. I may be doing some point.
Kale does everything.
We're learning a lot about a lot.
And that is pretty awesome. Okay, you guys. So we're getting to a point in our show where you know what? We can do the game. Let's do the game. It won't take that long. So
yes.
We played this game once before, and it was really fun. I think we played it with Leanne, maybe?
Yes, with Leanne.
And Jeremy's going to play it this time. He's going to be the person.
The guinea pig.
Jeremy's going to go outside, and me and Kale are going to talk. We're going to think about a subject to talk about. And when Jeremy comes back in, we're going to already be talking about it, and he's not going to know what it is. And he has to jump into the conversation and make it as smooth as possible. And towards the end of it, when things are winding down, we're gonna have to see if he knew what we originally set out to talk about. So Jeremy, get your hiney outside. The walls are thin, so cover your ears.
I will cover my ears. I will return shortly.
I love Mario.
Maybe like 10. I don't know. All right, Kale. So what should we be talking about when Jeremy comes in? What were you thinking? Come on, let's go.
Okay, I was thinking one of our friends in the friend group, or like Mika.
Okay, we will talk about Mika, which is Jeremy's dog. Jeremy has a crazy dog. And his name is Mika. That's what we'd be talking about. Okay, Jeremy.
That's quite the word.
Yes. Okay, Jeremy, come on in here, dude.
How long have you been calling me?
No, that was just for some.
Okay, good.
So Kale,
I stood like way over there in the bathroom.
It's probably in my top three favorites.
Top three favorites. Maybe. I know.
I think it's crap. Better.
Why is that?
Like, just look at it.
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool. There's
nothing wrong with it.
Think deeply.
There's really nothing wrong with it.
It's pretty great to spend time with.
No.
It's so playful. I mean, why would you say that it's crap?
Yeah. It's like a. No.
Something you have fun with.
It's like a dumb little league game.
But you see it all the time.
You know?
Why is that?
I don't know, because there's always kicking and screaming and so much drama. It's awful. I'm going to vote no on it next election season.
It's the best.
vote no. I would probably say it's the best. A little scary sometimes.
Sometimes very scary.
A little wild.
A little unpredictable.
But
hopefully
it's like a little league soccer match of Wolverines.
That's pretty close.
With extra tears.
Why extra tears?
No, what's a normal amount of tears?
Has something happened to you with that?
I have more experience with it than anybody.
That's actually true.
I do know somebody who has more experience with it than you do.
Yeah, that's not true. But
I met a couple of them.
And I'm just gonna firmly say, don't waste your time on it.
But, I will waste all of my time
on
it.
But it seems. But
well,
it seems
stop
like,
it.
But it seems like you really love it.
It does.
It really seems.
You know, it
really
is.
Seems like you love
I've been
it.
Putting on. I've been putting on a tough facade, you know. But I gotta say, it's pretty much my favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
I would marry it if I could.
Maybe top 10.
Jimbo's laughing at Mary, I'm sure that's illegal in Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't think that's okay. Plus, like.
You couldn't consummate.
Okay.
I'm worried now.
Yeah.
What just happened?
I'm going to go one more minute on this because this is just funny.
Yeah, you know, it's just, there's, I don't think you would want to marry it.
I don't know. I think
you guys would have power issues.
Yeah.
The struggle for it.
Major.
Maybe so.
You guys' diets are a lot different, too.
That's very true.
You know, all in all, I got to say this.
Okay.
It's a fun time.
Fun time?
It's cool to be wild sometimes.
Sometimes dangerous.
And it's not okay to
marry it.
Marry it. It's not.
Don't marry it.
I'm
really judging you for that. I did not know.
Even
that.
Though you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Did not know. I'm judging. Yeah. I think he knew and he said it
the
on
fact
purpose.
That don't marry it. Are we talking about me or who
you're
I
wild,
am?
There's a wild side.
I don't know.
Your diets are different. Your diet is different from you.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Would it help if I said that our friend Isaiah probably is not a big fan of this thing. And it is not a big fan of him.
Cabbage.
That's a decent
thing.
Pretty close.
I can see
with,
now.
Jimbo says, cabbage with legs, and it also lives in your backyard.
Yes, my dog Mika is, he's a sport.
He is a sport, and now everyone knows that
I would marry Mika.
You
clearly.
Would marry your dog.
I said it, and I am taking it. No, I'm, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm, yes.
I don't have a choice.
We're going to talk about it after the show.
We're going to talk secret. About that after the show.
That being said, we're going to move on to our favorite part of Solo and Hutch. 10 questions.
Ten
Jeremy
questions.
Has 10 questions. Spin
I
it
do.
Up, Jimbo.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there's 10 and 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there's 10 questions. 10 questions, yeah.
Woo. Liked it. I have grown so fond of that ghost.
The ghost
in the background.
In the
I don't
want to
re-record that. It's, I just need it. All right, Jeremy, you have 10 questions.
We do. Let's blaze
and
through
about,
this.
And about 9 minutes, something like that. We'll blaze right through it. Here we go. All right. Number one. Go.
All right.
I will go first. Thank you.
Yes. Number one. How far could you throw a human?
I could probably throw a human a little bit farther than a chicken can throw a puma. If that makes
maybe
sense.
A little.
1.2 inches.
1.2 inches.
I'm tiny.
I find that accurate. You could throw me that far.
How much you want to bet I could throw a human over the mountain?
Over the mountain. Number two. What's your secret agent code name?
My secret agent code name has got to be Baller23 _ courageous.
Baller23_courageous.
That's my email also. It's whatever. If you email that and someone emails you back, it is not me.
Paint machine.
The paint machine.
The bad guy's lair and suddenly there's an explosion. Paint machine's here.
I'd call myself Hyper Dolphin or something
crazy. Hyper Dolphin.
Yeah. Number three, if you were a dog, what breed would you be?
I would be a Karelian bear dog.
Yeah,
the kind that
my dog is.
I really
mediumly
would be.
Smart,
mediumly dumb.
Bulky and weird.
And weird. That sounds about right.
I would be a border collie, and then everyone would love me.
And
that's the one criteria, is that everyone loves you?
Everyone loves
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll take it.
I will take it.
Number four, if you were a hot dog, what toppings would you have?
I like myself clean like a canvas.
Completely
so
plain?
Completely plain.
Not
hot
even
dog.
Cooked.
Not even cooked.
Not even.
No bun.
No
straight
bun.
In the. Still in the dog.
Still in the dog. Because that's where hot dogs come from. Kale, what toppings would you have?
I would be a hot dog that was inside of a jar of relish.
Inside
like,
of a jar
so
of
like
relish?
You'd
have to eat the whole jar to get the experience.
It permanently is relish. Its DNA has been altered.
Relish dog.
Jeez. Number five. If you had to lose an exterior body part, what would it be?
Careful. telling myself be careful. An exterior body part. I would honestly, you don't. It's scientifically proven. You don't need your pinky toe for balance. You don't need it. You know, I would lose my both. Shoot, take both of them.
Both pinky toes.
Take both pinky toes. I don't need those.
I actually talked about this a little while ago. I think with Jeremy.
Cut off your nose and be Voldemort.
Nope, earlobe.
Earlobe. Earlobe.
Just but you never know how funny you never know how funny you look until you don't have an earlobe.
Earlobe. I mean, you could
the
be the next comedy
back.
Legend, and not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
If you don't have freaking earlobes. All right. Number six, chocolate chip cookies with Doritos. Yay or nay?
Incredibly yay.
Always
nay from Kale.
Chunk.
That makes sense.
Because I'm vegan.
Have you had chocolate chip cookies and Doritos, Jacob?
No.
I'm gonna have to talk to you about that after the show. All the best things are happening after the show. We should just have another show
have
after
another
the show.
The after show.
Number seven. Complete this euphemism. Man, that's as weird as...
Dirt.
That's as weird as dirt.
Dirt.
Man, that's as weird as...
Palin in a baby stroller.
Okay.
The Palin?
The
Sarah one?
That Palin. Okay. That's as weird as the paint machine going out for a Sunday stroll.
Jeez, I was going to say, as strange as a live Solomon Hutch actually airing. It's been a while.
But we're back because we love you. Number eight.
Number eight is, I exclaim, dude, that was sick. What did I just see?
Man, you just saw me resurrect all of my old childhood fears and like one at a time fight them with a katana.
Dude, that
was
like
be
the,
a katana.
The embodiment of all of my childhood fears, and I fought them and I won.
I'm gonna say yes, because dude,
that
would be
sick. That would be sick.
Some mean person is walking up to a pool, and there's a squirrel by the pool. And they try to kick the squirrel in, but the squirrel...
But
and they fall in the pool.
Ah, dude!
That was sick!
I'm going to say yes to both, because the correct answer is pretty much anything.
Anything, like...
And I'll say, dude, that was
sick.
You
got a corn dog! Dude, that was sick!
Number nine, how do you know you're too tall?
If somebody says, hey, look out, and then an airplane hits you in the face... Then you're too tall.
If your name is Jones.
If you have
if
a Jones
name
in your name,
Jones,
you're going to be
you
too
are
tall
too
Jones.
Tall Jones.
I was going to say, you know you're too tall when you're so tall you can see all the way around the earth and you're looking at the back of your head. It's when you're too tall.
That's really tall. I will not lie.
I don't know how tall you'd have to be. Basically, not possible. But you would be,
you
too,
would
tall
be too tall
for the universe.
Yeah.
Number 10. This one is serious. What's the worst flavor of ice cream?
The worst flavor of ice cream. Ooh, ice cream is really good.
You mean ice cream?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. I've never...
Not ice cream, ice cream.
I've never had it, but I think it was the first flavor of ice cream. I don't know, fact check me and not get back to me, because how are you going to do that? It's not like you can email me or anything at solinhutch@gmail.com.
What?
But... I'm pretty sure the first flavor was tomato, and I
gross.
Think that would be terrible.
Oh, my God.
First off, who would do tomato ice cream? Why?
Gross.
Why would you?
What's
would
the least
happen?
Favorite?
I would say milk ice cream.
Milk flavored ice cream. Honestly, I think that would taste pretty gross.
It would taste
but
gross.
It
just
might
like
be
that.
Chocolate for me.
Whoa, crazy.
And that's
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there's 10 and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and there's 10 questions, 10 questions, yeah.
Liked it.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you all for listening in on Solomon Hutch, and we have to go and talk about secret things that you are not privy to.
Yes. Shame that Big Papa D could not
be
with us
but
today.
But next week will be a killer show. So thank you, everyone, for everyone here in the studio, for Jimbo, for Jeremy, for Kale, for myself. Have a great day. Eat fruit.
And have a swell day.
Have a swell day.
I'm going to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.